Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 11th of May, partly sunny morning here in Auroville on 30 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts partly sunny, with a thunderstorm around this afternoon, and over the night patchy clouds. Temperatures from low 29 to high 38 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Chance of precipitation is on 40%. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is still full, illuminated on 100%. From Charlie from Evergreen, we have a report on rainfall on 10th of May where 3 mm has fallen. Last rainfall we had in March with total 8.2 mm. And in total we had this year only 68 mm of rainfall. 13th of May will be invited to vote on a proposed new approach to planning in Auroville. The proposal introduced two key changes to Auroville's planning, a restructured town development council, L'Avenir, and the introduction of set of planning principles intended to guide planning in Auroville. The restructure proposed to create two separate parts within TDC, one emphasizing a constructive and active residents' participation, and one focused on the implementation of planning and development work. The separation of two functions hopes to allow for inputs from the residents to assist in the outputs of TDC. The proposal includes a set of planning principles based on the Auroville vision and charter, key features of the Galaxy Plan, the city, the Earth's need. These principles are intended to guide and support the TDC in making and implementing development plans. So we will be invited to vote on the proposal over a two-week period, starting with 13th of May until 27th of May. We will be able to vote online for the entire two-week period and on paper at the Portus Distribution Center and the Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 27. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Residents Assembly Service or to call them on 948-662-3749 or 887-0288-502. And we are invited today for a general meeting on entry policy at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion with the following agenda. First, update. Second, introducing the major amendments. Third, next steps. And fourth, clarification and questions. Following is the short form interview with Moite on weekend events at Kipa Cafe at our honor. Good morning, Moite.
Good morning, Miriam. Yes.
Yes, I believe you are fine and you have a program running over the weekend to, as you said, hit the beat of the summer, correct?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Yes, and on poster I've seen a group, Soul and Beats. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Who are these people that they will perform tomorrow, today and on Saturday?
Okay, basically... They are based in Bangalore.
Yes.
And originally they come from Manipur.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have decided, okay, yeah, it's summer and everybody's going out and, you know.
Yeah.
Whoever are remaining, let's have a little wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm.
for the coming 3 days.
Yeah.
With a beautiful music played by the Manipuris.
Mm-hmm.
and at the same time have a Northeast Indian dinner flavors. Mm-hmm. Or
okay.
A bit more, everything is going to be cool.
Right.
that kind of feeling. Yes.
So you are saying that those who are remaining here, we still deserve some fun, no? So sort of a relaxed atmosphere in nice music. What kind of music band Soul and Beats play?
Different varieties.
Mm-hmm.
But it's acoustic mainly.
Yeah.
And some would be blues, some would be, you know, pop music, some could be different varieties.
Mm-hmm. The audience can also participate, like a jamming or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Audiences are most welcome to sing along or, you know.
Bring the instruments.
Play the instrument or if people, let's say, if some artists wanted to come and also play,
mm-hmm.
Just play themselves,
yeah.
They're most welcome.
Uh-huh.
This is a bit more like, okay, let's have fun all together. And at the same time, Of course, we also have to pay for the instrument, meaning like, you know, sound system and sound boxes and so on. Mm-hmm. And we thought that maybe instead of asking an entry fee,
yeah,
maybe people can pay through food,
yeah,
through dinner, and so that we can you know, make our expenses.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
So let's say contribution is more than welcome towards the sound system and musicians, yeah?
So yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
To dinner.
Okay, so what about the prices of the dinner? You have a fixed price or there's a variety of things?
Not exactly fixed, but we are thinking of something like, you know, from 250 to 350.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to serve veg and non-veg, and snacks will be available.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the evening, we are going to launch our bamboo green leaf herbal tea.
Uh-huh. That's a new one.
Yeah,
nice,
that's new.
Nice.
And the herbal tea would be free for everyone. It's more like, you know, okay, let us all come and beat the heat through music and food.
Wait, Moita, you have also a swimming pool by any chance, or some kind of pool that we jump in? No?
Oh, unfortunately, we have no pool. We wanted to create a water harvesting system where one can jump into, but
yeah,
that hasn't been happening yet.
But anyhow, that was just a crazy thought, because the scarcity of the water in city is huge, so it wouldn't be really in the place, even if you have a swimming pool, correct?
Yes, I know.
Okay, for yes, those who don't know, maybe still yet, where is Aura Annam?
Let's make a point from visitor center, let's say,
yeah,
and you come via Adanchavadi,
mm-hmm,
and from Adanchavadi you come to towards Hope.
Yeah.
Adishakti,
yes,
and then you of course Dayakara, people also know that, and then our orchard, and just before reaching our orchard is on the right hand side, and if people know more about Sadhana Forest, towards Sadhana Forest before the highway.
Okay, Moita, thank you so much for today, and see you one of those days, one of those evenings, tonight, tomorrow, and after tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Miriam, and we'll see you.
Thank you
as well.
Bye bye. Here are some announcements, and one is really important and it's connected with today's departure of second group to nature camp to Kodaikanal, and they're asking all the parents of children who are leaving tonight to bring the luggage today at 4 p.m. so that it can be loaded safely and efficiently. And News and Notes will have a summer break, so there will be no publication on 20th, 27th, and they will restart on 3rd of June. And deadline for that last, for the new issue, will be Tuesday, 30th of May, 5 p.m. And they're also saying the staff tour would like to go for a tour after a long year of constant service without failing week after week. So they need a break from the tough condition of the offset manual printing room and dust of the road. So we are welcome to contribute to the account at financial service 103821 and mention staff tour 2017. Any amount will help. And News and Notes printing and delivery team are Jayamurti, Arumagan, and Pradeep. And they're saying all is done by hand, from printing to the old style offset machine to stapling the pages together, writing over 900 names on the covers, and etc. So weekly they rush to get all the paper copies delivered to your door by Saturday afternoon, rain or shine. They are also pleading us, if we're going out, to cancel paper copy for Zero Waste Orville, and maybe think over if we could switch to a greener soft version delivered straight to your email box earlier than the paper copy and available anytime for download. And they wishes us happy summer to all. And here's a plea from Resident Assembly Service, because they are seeking for a couch to augment the inviting and uncomfortable vibe of the Resident Assembly Service Lounge at the first floor in Town Hall. The Resident Assembly Service Lounge is a place where residents may come and sit comfortably as they sip cool juice and pursue important documents and ask questions about developments in the community. If you know for a suitable couch either for sale or that they can collect for free, contact them by email russervice@orville.org, in or by phone 948-662-3749. And when we were talking about the tours, we know the Mark's Cafe and Dreamer's Cafe will be closed until 19th of May, and also the Arville phone service will proceed on their well-deserved annual tour from 17th to 20th of May. Cell phone recharges will continue with a slight delay. Also, Quiet Healing Center is closed for annual repair and maintenance work, and they will be happy to service you again from Monday, 19th of June. Bharat Nivas, the Pavilion of India in the International Zone, presents Sunday lunch at Atiti Grita Guest House on Sunday, 14th of May, between 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. for Aurovillians and newcomers only. Cost of the lunch is 120 rupees, and you need to reserve it at atitigrita@aurovill.org or you can call them on 262-2445. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen US Now, made in 2009, and directed by Eva Gormley. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, you can see French musical and drama Augustine's Passion, made in Canada in 2016 and directed by Leah Poor. On Saturday, International Animation, Kubo and the Two Strings, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Travis Knight. At Children's Film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., Heisei Tanuki, Gas and Pompoko. Pompoko, made in Japan in 1994, directed by Isao Takahata. Later on at 8 p.m., Wim Wenders Festival is going on, and this Sunday we will see Alice in the Cities, made in Germany in 1974, and directed by Wim Wenders, of course. And the mother wrote in 1966, or actually she was answering to a young captain, where he was asking, "Sweet mother, how can one increase one's receptivity?" And she said, "Receptivity is proportional to self-giving." Thank you for listening to us, and we wish you a happy holidays. And you can reach us on aurovillradio.org.